Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. Independence Day observed. Do you recognize these words? We, therefore, the representatives of the United States of America in General Congress assembled, appealing to the Supreme Judge of the world for the rectitude of our intentions, do, in the name and by the authority of the good people of these colonies, solemnly publish and declare that these United Colonies are and of right ought to be free and independent states, that they are absolved from all allegiance to the British Crown, and that all political connection between them and the state of Great Britain is and ought to be totally dissolved, and that as free and independent states, they have full power to levy war, conclude peace, contract alliances, establish commerce, and do all other acts and things which independent states may of right do. And for the support of this declaration, with a firm reliance on the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge to each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. Those are the closing words of the Declaration of Independence, adopted by the 13 American colonies on July 4th, 1776, the event we remember and celebrate today. The colonies declared themselves to be an independent nation. They absolved themselves from all allegiance to the British Crown and dissolved all political connections between themselves and Great Britain. That very day, the colonies declared themselves to be free and independent states. "We are free," the colonists said. Right now, today, among the colonies, new freedoms was the right to wage war. And that is exactly what they had to do. The new independent nation had to fight for the liberty it had so bravely declared after the long Revolutionary War. After years of fighting, a treaty was signed in 1783, and the new nation was free, not only because they had declared themselves free, but truly free in fact. We live in a free country, and we enjoy our liberty. In fact, we usually want even more freedom for ourselves. We often declare ourselves to be free to say and do whatever we want. We declare ourselves free from the consequences of our actions, or at least we excuse ourselves. Gossip, in person or online? Surely I'm free to say what I want, and everyone else is doing the same thing anyway. Fighting and arguing with family members or coworkers? I have rights, and I am right, and everyone else is wrong. Lies and dishonesty. No one will know. Other people cheat, too. Watching in movies or online what I should not watch? No one will notice, and I'm not as bad as others. This is freedom, we think, to do whatever we want to do. We try to create our own liberty, and so we make excuses and declare ourselves free from sin, guilt, and shame. But we are not free, and we know it. We are held captive, imprisoned by our own sin and selfishness. There's nothing we can do to make ourselves free. It's a losing battle, a battle that is, in fact, already lost. Free? We are captives, hopeless. Captives. Yet, God knew of our hopeless state. He promised to send someone to set us free. He spoke through prophets describing the promised one. His servant, his son, was coming. The son would be the Messiah, the anointed one, chosen and set apart for a special task, set apart to save us and set us free from the sin that holds us captive. The Messiah was coming to bring good news, to set people free, to declare the favor of God for hopeless sinners. And one night in the fields near Bethlehem, God sent his angel to announce that the promise has been kept. The Messiah, the anointed one, the Christ was born. Angels sang of God's favor, of peace among those with whom he is pleased. The anointed one, the Savior, was born in Bethlehem and grew up in Nazareth. During his years of public teaching and healing, Jesus went back to visit his hometown of Nazareth and went to the synagogue on the Sabbath day. The well-known hometown hero was invited to read the scriptures from the book of Isaiah. He unrolled the scroll to the right place and read about oppression and liberty. But it was actually a declaration of independence. Very different from the one that began our nation. Jesus read these words, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim liberty to the captives and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor." As the people of Nazareth waited for Jesus to say more, he put the scroll aside and told them, "Today the scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing. I am the promised one," Jesus was telling them. "I am the Messiah, God's anointed one. I am here right now, today. All that the prophet wrote about me is fulfilled here and now in me." Jesus is the fulfillment of the promise. He came to proclaim good news. He came to heal the blind and declare the Lord's favor, the Lord's grace toward undeserving sinners. Jesus came to proclaim liberty to captives like you and me. He came to set at liberty those who were oppressed. God's anointed one stood in the flesh on this earth and in that synagogue in Nazareth. God's promise is fulfilled. Jesus said, "Today." So Jesus put the words of Isaiah into action. He proclaimed the good news of God's love and care. Jesus set at liberty those who were oppressed by demons or disease. He healed the lame and the blind. He proclaimed the year of the Lord's favor as he announced, "The time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel." But there was still a battle to be fought and won. Jesus told his disciples, "The Son of Man is about to be delivered into the hands of men, and they will kill him, and he will be raised on the third day." This is the heart of the good news and the living source of our freedom. Jesus carried our sins in his own body to the cross. He took on to himself God's judgment against our sin and rebellion, against our lies and excuses. Jesus died a shameful death so that we can stand before God truly free, free from guilt and without shame. And on the third day after Jesus' death, there was an Independence Day like no other. Jesus rose from the dead. The victim became the victor. The powers of sin, death, and Satan that held us captive fell in defeat. Jesus' victory is our victory. Through faith in his name, we are forgiven and free. The patriots who founded our nation fought to win the liberty they had declared, looking forward to a free country, a better country. For us, the battle has been won. We are citizens of Christ's kingdom now. Yet for us, the struggle continues as we war against sin and temptation, our faith renewed and nourished in the forgiveness won for us on the cross, in the gifts of word and sacrament. We give thanks for the freedom we have in our nation today. We give thanks for the forgiveness and freedom we have in Christ Jesus our Lord. And as citizens of this nation, we do what we can to help and serve others, making this nation a better country. As citizens of Christ's kingdom, we live and serve in his name, looking forward to a better country, that is, a heavenly one, where we will live forever in the presence of our King and Savior. Amen. Now, may that peace which surpasses all understanding guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus always. Amen.